Hi, listeners. You can now listen to this community podcast production ad-free on Apple Podcasts and access the podcast 1 week early and get exclusive bonus content. Just hit the subscribe button now on Apple Podcasts. Or if you want access to all of the above, plus video versions of the podcast, head to patreon.com/stopthekilling.
Shopify grows your business no matter how far or big you grow. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your fans' next favorite shirt or an exclusive piece of podcast merch, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
On the morning of August 1st, 1966, shots ring out from the observation deck of the clock tower on the University of Texas campus. It marks the infamous beginning of the modern era of mass shootings in America.
I'm Sarah Ferris, true crime podcaster.
And I'm Catherine Schweit, the former head of the FBI's active shooter program.
And you're listening to Stop the Killing.
A Stop the Killing, Catherine Schweit here with just an update on the shooting in Maine that occurred at two locations, resulting in 18 deaths and many injuries. It's been such a struggle through this time period for that community in Maine, which is in the northeastern part of the country. It's two small towns in a heavily wooded area where all kinds of law enforcement and media descended upon the town. And then something that has been a struggle over these last few days is that the community has been locked down. The shooter left the scene, and law enforcement and the community leaders asked the people in the area to stay home. And what that prevented for them was a struggle because they couldn't actually go out and see each other and hold vigils and talk to each other about the loss of their loved ones. So it has been such a challenge in Maine right now. And I guess I just wanted to do a shout out to the people of that community and let them know that we're here with them and we're supporting them. We have this struggling discussion about what should we do about guns and what should we do about gun laws and what kind of gun laws did they have. And although Maine is considered to be one of the safest in terms of violence in the United States, I think they had 29 homicides last year, and they had 18 last week. So it's been quite a shock, I think, for all of the people in Maine and in the northeastern community. And it's reinvigorated the discussion in the United States about what to do. I've never had so many calls asking for my input. I have to tell you, I spent 3 days basically talking to news agencies, trying to explain why shooters shoot and what was going on in the investigation and what could we do to stop this. I had calls from as far as Sweden, Switzerland, several calls from Canada, Maine borders Canada, asking what's going on in the United States down there. And they're saying it like, wink, 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 what's going on down there? And I think that's that fear that, you know, our challenge with the gun violence is creeping across the world, so to speak. This at the same time that, you know, the news people are juggling with politics in the United States and war in the Middle East. And it's just been pretty crazy. But I think where we are right now is that everybody wants to know what's this guy's motive? What's this guy's motive? So I just wanted to address that just for a minute, just to say that the shooter is a 40-year-old man from Maine, from that community, which is not unexpected. People shoot in the locations where they're from. There were many potential behaviors of concern that were identified kind of after the fact. He had been hearing some voices and he'd had some mental health challenges. In fact, just yesterday it was revealed that a gun seller there had decided not to release a silencer that he wanted for one of his guns because he disclosed to the gun seller that he had had some mental health challenges and some mental health care. So he was degrading. He had lost a job. He was having some relationship issues, all the things that are just spot on the signs where no one was there to put all those things together and then find a way to help this guy. And I think that's the sad part about this story is that all these lives and these communities are changed forever because somebody committed this horrible act. And really, he was struggling trying to find his way. And even his family members that have been interviewed said that.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
And just, you know, to kind of close the book so you know if you didn't hear, the subject left the scene of the second shooting. These were two shootings that were about 10 minutes apart in drive at a bar in a bowling alley. And after he left the second scene, which is the bar restaurant, he drove about 15 minutes down road to a boat dock. He left his car there, and they believe he walked up river on a path by the river, almost back to a place where he used to work. He climbed into one of the trailers that were parked there, which there were like 60 or so trailers parked there, and took his own life. So it took him several days to find him in that trailer. So the whole community was on lockdown for quite a while because they were looking for somebody who either was fleeing or killed himself, but they didn't know which, in a very heavily wooded community. So it's been quite a challenge for Maine and for all the people who live in that area. And it's reinvigorated the conversation here in the United States. One of their own legislators said he will now support the ban on assault weapons in Congress. So that's a change of pace. So it's been a very interesting and challenging time. And I think there'll be more to come on the Maine shooting and the fallout with regard to gun laws.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to know more, Catherine's book, Stop the Killing, is out now. For more details, go to catherineschweit.com. Please consider also supporting our independently made podcast. It's simple to do. Go to patreon.com/stopthekilling. And for as little as the price of a latte a month, you can be part of the solution to stop the killing. Patreon rewards range from official do-gooder status to ad-free episodes, autographed books, and opportunities to connect with us directly for your business, school, church, or even just a book club chat. But just knowing that you are part of a movement that has the power to make your community safer, well, that's got to taste better than a skinny cappuccino any day. So please head to patreon.com/stopthekilling now and polish off your do-gooder halo and make sure to include your name so we can give you a shout out. This podcast is a Community podcast production. That's Con with an N. If you want more content, then head over to Community Podcast at Instagram, where you'll find trailers on more binge-worthy true crime, like the award-winning podcast Conning the Con. And check out our show notes for all the links mentioned. Finally, if you want one takeaway action that you can do right now that can help make our community safer, please share, rate, and review this podcast wherever you listen. Everybody needs to know that they hold the keys to see something and say something. Together, we can stop the killing.
It's one of those things you hope never happens, but you better train for it because it will happen, and it will happen in places you wouldn't expect. Be ready for it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.